When it comes to talking about foreclosures, Seattle Councilmember Nick Licata says the issue isn't just about numbers. He recently got a letter from a woman on Beacon Hill.
My mom is 89 years old. My sister's 63. I'm 59. Our grandson's 14. The entire family is being threatened, basically, by foreclosure.
With federal programs not always available or effective for low-income homeowners, Licata says it's local government that could play a role in helping people keep their homes. One solution might be the city using its power of eminent domain. The city would take over underwater mortgages from banks and rewrite them to be more affordable for homeowners,
so that they can make honest payments in time and pay the money that's due on their homes.
But it's a controversial strategy. It's already drawn the ire of both Wall Street and the feds after officials in places like Richmond, California, said they plan to use it. The council is looking to create a committee to explore eminent domain and two other principal reduction programs. The committee would report back in March on the legal and financial implications of the programs. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.